Ajana Tinrandasa Ganandana Sadakaya Chaksarun Raditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Namaho Vishnu Padaya Krishatasaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravati Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacharya Shatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Siddhasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Radha Madhava Panjali Hari Bhakti Jana Dallava Giri Dharadhari Jasura Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Ramunatira Vonachari Jaya Radha Madhava Panjati Hari Karoti Vachal Pangulangai Tegin Yat Kita Tabahang Mande Siguru Nitaina Pamanavarma Sri Chaitanya Isra Adyom Tatsa
Hare Krishna. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam this morning from Canto 5, Chapter 18. We're on text number 7. It's a prose verse, so a very long verse. So I'll just read the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, Lord Nrsingadev resides in the tract of land known as Harivarsa. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I shall describe to you how Prahlad Maharaj caused the Lord to assume the form of Nrsingadev. Prahlad Maharaj, the topmost devotee of the Lord, is a reservoir of all the good qualities of great personalities. His character and activities have delivered all the fallen members of his demoniac family. Lord Nrsingadev is very dear to this exalted personality. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj, along with his servants and all the denizens of Harivarsa, worships Lord Nrsingadev by chanting the following mantra. Purport. Jayadev Goswami's 10 prayers, worshipping the incarnations of Lord Krishna, Keshava, contain his name in every stanza. For example, Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Keshava Drita Meena Sarira, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, and Keshava Drita Vamana Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. The word Jagad Isha refers to the proprietor of all the universes. His original form is the two-handed form of Lord Krishna, standing with a flute in his hands and engaged in tending the cows. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vriksha Lakshavriteshu Surabir Avipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satta Sambrama Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Tam Aham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems. Yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems and surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune." End of quote. From this verse, we learn that Govinda, or Krishna, is the Adipurusha, the original person. The Lord has innumerable incarnations, exactly like the innumerable waves of a flowing river, but the original form is Krishna, or Keshava. Sukadeva Goswami refers to Lord Nrsingadev because of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was put into great distress by his powerful father, the demon Hiranyakashipu. Apparently helpless before him, Prahlad Maharaj called on the Lord, who immediately assumed the gigantic form of Nrsingadev, half lion and half man, to kill the gigantic demon. Although Krishna is the original person, one without a second, he assumes different forms just to satisfy his devotees or to execute a specific purpose. Therefore, Jayadev Goswami always repeats the name of Keshava, the original personality of Godhead, in his prayers describing the Lord's different incarnations for different purposes. End of quote. And end of the purport.
This is the translation.
Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, Lord Nrsingadev resides in the tract of land known as Harivarsa. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I shall describe to you how Prahlad Maharaj caused the Lord to assume the form of Nrsingadev. Prahlad Maharaj, the topmost devotee of the Lord, is a reservoir of all the good qualities of great personalities. His character and activities have delivered all the fallen members of his demoniac family. Lord Nrsingadev is very dear to this exalted personality. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj, along with his servants and all the denizens of Harivarsa, worships Lord Nrsingadev by chanting the following mantra.
Is that a purport for the next verse?
Is that the purport? Yes,
okay.
Purport.
Oh, that's right. Hari Om Tat Sat. So this verse is the like the introduction to the next verse. And in Andhra Pradesh, there's many temples to Narasingadev. Of course, there's the Ahobalam, which has 9 ancient temples and 1 more recent temple of Narasingadev. And then there's so many, thousands and thousands of temples of Narasingadev, of which temple in Vijayawada and Visakhapatnam are prominent. Vijayawada temple has the Prana Narasingha. That temple is, I don't know how many kalpas old. The worship goes on at the yuga in a different way. In the Satya, Chaitra, Dwapara Yuga, each yuga they offer some different offering. Like in Dwapara Yuga, I think it's milk. In Chaitra Yuga, it's and one of the yugas is like nectar. And in Kali Yuga, it's what they call prana, which is water and jaggery or molasses. So, and then you got to climb up, hundreds of steps, and then on the top they have this machine, and you offer the prana in this yuga to the Narasingadev. He drinks it. You hear him drink it? And he spits out health back into your conch shell. So then you get the Mahaprasad directly from his mouth. And thousands of people go there every day. And there's gore everywhere. And normally if you see like a gore shop, a jaggery, this molasses is filled with flies, but there's no flies. It's amazing. And then you go to the Visakhapatnam temple. There they have Varaha Narasingadev. That Prahlad said, "I saw you, Narasingadev, but I didn't see the form that killed their uncle, Hiranyaksha. I like to see that a form of you, as a Varahadev." So there, Lord Narasingadev became Varahadev. So it's the Varaha Narasingha temple. And it's the head of Varaha, it's like part Varaha, part Narasingha, and part human. Because Narasingadev is half lion, half human. So that's another interesting temple. That the deity is colored all year long with the sandalwood pulp. Every 3 months they add 45 kilos more. And by the end of the 1 year, it's like huge. 200 kilos of sandalwood. And then for 12 hours, the deity is uncovered. So you can imagine, for that 12 hours the whole year, you can see the deity without sandalwood. There are like lakhs, hundreds of thousands of people who line up for hours, 8 hours a day, just to see this deity for a few seconds. So I was once, enticed. Okay, we'll get you a special permit to see the deity if you come for our temple inauguration. Okay. On that day, So there we were. And we did the groundbreaking ceremony for the temple. And then we went up to the hill. So we had a special task. We could go all the exit gates, one after another, missing the huge queue on the entrance gate. And then we got up into the temple, the last gate, and there was a big temporary wall, which was made out of a century of fencing. And there, the police looked, I have no time for these. To the theater. Oh, no. We got all the things. The last minute, Lord. Okay, Lord, we wanted to see you. So somehow the president climbed over the fence and saw the executive officer, and he let us in. And somehow I walked behind all the queues, and then I was in the deity room. There, I was like seeing the deity as far away as like Acharya Narottam. For a long time, and they didn't have time, they were like, quick, take the next one. Like, everyone gets like 5 seconds looking. And I was there for like 20 minutes. Hey, what's he doing there? He grabbed me, pulled me out. So it's a special mercy. Like that, they have these Narsingha temples all over South India. They got a new temple that was built only 5,000 years ago by Yudhishthira Maharaj. Brand new. It's just only 5,000 years. So. That's the Lakshmi Narsingha temple. That's in Vijayawada. And then one temple in Melkote, Karnataka. Prahlad was trying to meditate because of Satya Yuga. So the process was meditation. But Narsingha said, you don't know how to meditate. You're not in power because he was born in the family of demons, so they didn't teach him how to meditate very well. So he said, I'll show you how to do it. So he took a yoga posture and he showed Prahlad, this is how you meditate. And so that's Yoga Narasimha. So like this, there's so many Narasimha days. Each one has some leela. There's one Narasimha day. I forget, he's Narasimha or Raha day. Maybe Raha. And this one, they say, he's famous that every day he's married. 365 days a year, he's married. So they say that you want to get married, you go to that temple. So I told the Roman church, quick, get out, quick, unless you want to get married. Otherwise, but if you want to get married, that's the temple to go. That's right next to our temple in Chennai. So like this, they have so many Narasingha names. In the South India, each one with some picture, some history. In hold on, one struck me is kind of neglected. It has Hanuman Narasingha. Like you don't expect to see Hanuman. So Hanuman said, "I'm only devotee of Ram. So I want to see. Unless you're Ram, I don't care for you." So then Narasingha appeared with the arrows and the bow of Ram. And then Hanuman was convinced, this is Lord Ram. Okay, I worship you. So it has Hanuman and Narasingha with the bow and arrow of Ram. Raghavati Raghava Raja Ram Patitutala Narasita Ram. Like this, it was very interesting to see the ancient temples of Narasingha Deva. all over, especially South India. Of course, Lord Chaitanya also had his Narsingha Brahmacharya and Narsingha Nanda. Huh? So he was a devotee of Lord Narsingadeva, and I think he was making a very nice roadway for Lord Chaitanya to walk to Vrindavan. He was doing a manas of puja, but he could not take Lord Chaitanya further than Kanainachala. So then he said, well, he'll go out to Kanainachala and then he'll go further. So there in Kanainachala, Sanatana Goswami, he told him, you're going like this with thousands of people to Vrindavan, it's not the correct mood. If you want to go, it's better to go with a few devotees and do your rikrama. Visit the holy places. So Lord Chaitanya, he agreed. He said, okay, I'll go back to Jagannathpuri, and later I'll go to Vrindavan with just a few devotees. So, like that, there's a Narsingadeva is a very big aspect. Of course, I was remembering that Prabhupada was sick. Initially, we didn't chant the Narsingha prayers, but Prabhupada, he became sick, and so all the devotees were worried. So it was we were chanting, especially for the health of the spiritual master. And before we would chant, they'd say, for the health of the spiritual master, Namaste Narsingaya. So that's what I remember that we started. What do you remember? So last week. But since then, we've been chanting every day. It would be good to prelude it with some particular chant, maybe for the Sankirtan devotees, or there's so many devotees that I need the blessings. So, in any case, Narsingadeva is a form of Krishna that was, but he is very protective of his devotee. And there's a whole, when I was sick, sicker, I was, and I'm still not healthy fully, but I went to the, what they call the Puna Yatra of Radhanath Swami. And so there they showed a drama of the, how the Mayapur Narsingadeva, he came. It was quite interesting for me to see such a drama. So, to get in a short form, they went many times to the statue, to the artisan, but he refused to make the deity. He said this deity is only put in a certain out exteriors of temples. He's so ferocious, he's Narsingadeva, when he comes out of the column, he says, Stanu Narsingha. He's so angry that, because he's just bristling with anger. Where is that demon who's tortured my devotee? He comes out, I can't make that. So that he's more Ugra than Ugra. Because Ugra, he's already bifurcated him. Like, there's Ugra. But this is just coming out. So he said, I won't make. And so again, they're going, we want this deity. I don't know why, but that's what the deity wanted. So, then he approached his guru. And his guru said, well, because, and that's what this verse is, says, they worship Krishna. So Narasingadeva is also Krishna. And because they're in the Lord Chaitanya's dham, there Lord Chaitanya is the merciful incarnation of Krishna. So if they worship Narasingadeva, they'll see him as a Krishna in that form. And they'll he'll be in the mercy dham. So it's okay. They can worship them. So then he made the deity of the Narasingadeva, Astana Narasingha. But he was, I don't know why, but he was delaying and delivering the deity. So then lightning struck his workshop and caught on fire. And the whole workshop burnt down except the Narasingha deity. He said, okay, take him. Like that. So they give the whole history how since before that we were attacked a few times, since Narasingha deity came, we were never attacked. And of course, some miracles happened, but this Narasingha deity, you don't want to mess around. Like there's some guy, he stole something, and he went and he hid it behind the temple and buried it. And they asked me, well, we can't find the stuff. So without the goods, he couldn't prove that he had stolen it. And then I just walked to the back of the temple. I saw one leaf was colored by some dirt. I said, look there. Leaves don't get covered by dirt. And within like 3 minutes, we found the money and the counter and stuff he had stolen. So that was after Narasingha Day, I think. So like this, the Narasingha Day also, there one devotee came to Narasingha Day and asked that the doctors say that I'll be blind. And so this is going to be my last darshan. You're gradually fading out. So I just want to offer my darshan to you and my prayers to you. Well, Narasingha Day came in her dream and told her that they switched her eyes. I don't only have red eyes, Aruna Lochana, but they made me green eyes. I said, kind of peaceful, like he's fired up. So they said, if you get back my red eyes, I'll give you back your eyesight. So she told the pujari, and then they did a big ceremony and gave back his red eyes, his Aruna Lochana. And then she got her eyesight, and she's still seeing a lady from Switzerland. She's there. So, like that, there's other leelas. But also, Narasingha Deva, he was flying over the millions of years before. He was flying over the Navadvipa, and he saw, oh, this is my eternal abode, Navadvipa. And so he landed there. And there, all the devas, they came and they lived in a little huts, as they call this a deva poli or Narasingha poli. And there they cooked, the devas' wives cooked, and they could serve Narasingha Deva. So this was a special opportunity to get close to Narasingha Deva and to actually worship him. So that temple is still there. Of course, there's all kinds of history of that temple. But there's a temple there, on Narasingha Deva, a temple in the Narasingha Poli. So, like this, Narasingha Deva is a very big part of our in ISKCON. He's more than other deities. He's very special because whenever we are in kind of, you could say, a dangerous position. We remember Narasingha Deva. remember Krishna coming as Narasingadev for protecting his devotee. So we chant Narasingha prayers. And like this, Narasingadev, he's very merciful. They say that my recovery was also mercy of the Narasingadev. They put on Tirupati, on Narasingha, a shaligram in the water for bathing, and it floated. Now, shaligram shield generally don't float because they're stone, but this one, Narasingadev, floated. So, like that, they say there's some signs from Narasingadev that I was going to recover. Otherwise, I had people like neurologists who worked to her their whole life as neurologists, and they never saw anybody with my kind of stroke recover. They considered me some miracle case. When I asked them to put me on the fast track, they got out of here. I'd like to see the hospital. And the doctor said, I'm putting you on if there's a slower track, you're on the slowest track, because we don't get survival cases like you. So we're going to make sure that when you leave here, we don't want to see you again. I mean, we want to see you, but not as a patient. So I was put on the slow track. So, of course, this, so Narasingadev, his verses, he's Krishna, but Krishna appears in these different forms. Now, like in South India, people don't understand. They think that Krishna is coming from Narayana, son, or that they don't really understand what's the relationship between Krishna and these different avatars. We understand that Krishna is the original. He appears in Ananta Rutam, in unlimited forms. Sometimes in Narasingadev, sometimes as Raha, Matsya, Kurma, whatever. So, but originally we worship with these mantra for Krishna, all these avatars. Of course, some of the avatars have their own these mantra, but you're allowed to use the Krishna mantra also. So generally we use the Krishna mantra, and sometimes we use the other of these mantras. For us, Krishna, we have the evidence in the Shastra that he is the original and that he appears in so many different forms. Actually, in the Padma Purana, it says that this Leela of Narasingadev happened several times. Like so many days of Brahma, one or maybe every day, I'm not sure. One of Narasingadev, he appears. So they gave three different Hiranyakashipu Narasingha Leelas. Slightly different. We have one in the Bhagavatam, which is from this yuga. But in other yugas, they have Narasingadev who came in one yuga. Hiranyakashipu didn't worship Brahma, he worshipped Shiva. And he told Prahlad, well, listen, accept that I'm God. He said, I cannot accept. Okay, at least accept that Shiva is God. I cannot accept Shiva as the Supreme God. He is also devotee. Only Vishnu is Supreme. And stuff like that. Then Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad. So, in the case of one Alila, he said, he didn't ask, I cannot be killed inside or outside. He didn't think of that. He asked more or less all the other things, but inside or outside didn't ask. And then he said, well, you said God will come here. Okay, to save you, you got till 6 o'clock. If he doesn't kill you at 6 o'clock, if he doesn't come here like 6 to save you, I'm killing you. And like in the cowboy movies, they have, you know, sundown, shootout. So 6 o'clock. I don't know if he didn't have a watch, but they can tell it was 6. So it said that a Shinkadev, he came flying through the city, and Ranikashipu, he made a big air-conditioned stadium. It was so big, it was like 150 miles, Yojana, I forget. It was like huge, like inside jets could fly, and wide. It would hold millions and millions and millions of people. And he was on some big, exalted stage, a seat on one side. And everyone came there, no sickness, as much food on the side as you wanted, big sense gratification. You felt healthy and nice. So people go there as a place of pilgrimage to see Hiranyakashipu, and they worship him. Hiranyakashipu ki jai. I don't know. They do arti. So there was Hiranyakashipu. But everyone worshipped him but his son. His son said, no, you're not God. Vishnu, Krishna is God. So then he said, okay, you got to 6 o'clock. So I said, now Shingadev came in to the city. And then went into this a big stadium. So there, but maybe I shouldn't reveal all my leelas before Narasingha Chaturdasi. But I'll do whatever Swala says. Okay, I'm not gonna. Should I finish this leela?
You can finish that one, but save a few of them.
Okay. So, Narasingadev, I won't tell all the leelas, but he went into the big stadium, and there he was flying. So, Hiranyakashipu, what is this? We don't allow any beast in here. No beast. You tell him to go back. Otherwise, shoot him down. So he sent his air force. So they went. And, you know, please go back. Otherwise, he'll shoot you down. So Narasingadev, he could care less, you know. And so they came in. So he spread out his mane, and the hairs were spread out. And once one airplane would touch the plane, touch his hair, it would be like those insect burners. Turn into ash. And then, like that, pretty soon the whole air force of the Hiranyakashipu would turn to ashes. So, and then Hiranyakashipu started sending missiles at him. So he had all kinds of far-out missiles. I won't tell you what. Stay tuned. All kinds of far-out missiles. And then he had the final, his trump card is like Supreme Missile. And he shot that at Narasingadev. And Narasingadev took it. Threw it down. Nothing could stop him. And then Hiranyakashipu came up. And he started hand-to-hand combat with the Narasingadev. Until exactly at twilight. So he couldn't kill the day or night. And this and that. And so he killed him. He sat on his throne, took him, killed him. So there he was, not in the doorway, he was sitting on the throne of Narasingadev. Hiranyakashipu. And so, but I won't tell this all kinds of details. So, what happened in Lakshmi is not what you expect. What? I don't tell. I will say so. I got the order from Swalaspur. So, and this, and like this, Narsingadev, he appears in several times. And each time is something unique and different. Although, similarities are there. So, in our pastime, we have Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad's always there. Hiranyakashipu was there. Maybe the Atmas are different. I'm not sure. But Prahlad is maybe the same. I don't know. Actually, so Narsingadev, he appears. And there he is on the asana in a huge place. Then everyone worships Narsingadev. Namaste Narsingaya Pralalada Ladayane Hiranyakashipurvakaha Selatankanakalaye Ito Narsingha Parato Narsingha Tato Tato Jali Tato Narsingha Bahir Narsingha Hiraye Narsingha Narsingha Madding Saranam Ravade Tavakada Kamala Bade Nakam Sahare Jaya Jagadish Hare. So our message is Narsingadev is Krishna. He assumes this form to please his devotees and to satisfy the boons of Rama or Shiva, whoever gave boons to Hiranyakashipu. So, like this, there's different forms of the Lord. He appears at different times. And, of course, we don't know all the forms. It says he has Ananta Rupam. So, in the Bhagavatam, first canto, there are about how many? 24 incarnations. Ajayadev, he's saying about 10. You look in some English dictionaries, they say, well, Krishna is the eighth of the 10. You know, they don't, you know, that's a very superficial look at the thing. Chronologically, maybe Krishna appeared 8 out of those 10, but that's not. That's not an essential issue. Krishna is the Jagadisha. He is the Lord. He is Jagannath. And so we worship all the different incarnations as the part of Krishna. And just because Jayadev is saying about 10 doesn't mean there are only 10 incarnations. And just because Krishna appeared 8th doesn't mean that he is the eighth incarnation of Vishnu. He is the original. And all the other incarnations are originally coming from Krishna. So, that's how we understand. That's how Lord Chaitanya taught. He said, Akala Ishvara Krishna are Sada Vritya. That one Lord is Krishna. All the other incarnations are his servitors. Everyone else is his servant. So, we worship Krishna as the original. That's our Everybody worships Krishna as original, except the Lakshmi Sampradaya. They worship Narayana as original. That's the slight difference, because that's what Lakshmi knows. So when Lord Chaitanya was in Srinagam for the rainy season, at that time, some of the Brahmanas, they asked him, "Why do you worship Krishna? Why don't you worship Narayana?" He said, "Well, I can do that, but I have two questions to ask you. One question, if Krishna is not the original, if Narayana is original, then Lakshmi, she would be the consort of the original. Why does she do tathasya to enter into the Rasa Leela of Krishna?" So he didn't have any answer. My second question, why, if she's the supreme, why, after doing tathasya, still she was refused? She is not allowed to go into the Rasa Leela. No answer. So, Krishna is the original. Krishna and Narayana are the same, but Krishna has four qualities according to Parashurama, Parasamuni, the father of Vyasadeva. He studied all the forms, and he found that, well, Brahma had 50 qualities, Shiva had 55, Vishnu had 60, but only Krishna had 64. So his neutral study led him to believe that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and that Narayana and all the others are his extension. So this is how we understand it, and this is how we worship. Of course, like Prabhupada said, that if the Sri Sampradaya or Arsha Sampradaya, the only difference that they think Narayana is supreme, we know that Krishna is supreme. Anyway, Narayana and Krishna are the same. But the only difference is that Krishna is original. So on that issue, they're still considered as bona fide. And we don't make a big issue of it. Sri Sampradaya is very similar to our Sampradaya. In other ways, because we get a lot of our sanskars from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Gopal Bhatta originally came from the Sri Sampradaya. He was the son of Venkat Bhatta, the chief priest of the Srinagam temple. So he was given to serve Lord Chaitanya. He became Lord Chaitanya's disciple, and he was sent to Vrindavan to join the others, and he became one of the six Goswamis. So, like that, many of our, he wrote the Sanskar Dithika, and then it tells the different sanskars for the Grihasthas, for the sannyas. So we follow that samskara. So our samskaras are a lot in line with the Sri Sampradaya, but we worship, there's some differences, slight. So in any case, we are very much connected with all there said there are four sampradayas. If you get your mantra from these four, the mantra will take effect. Otherwise, mantras will be nishfal. So the four is the Sri, Rudra, Brahma, and Kumar. So This is a verse in the Padma Purana that states this. So, these are the four bonafide sampradayas. In the temple of established by our Prime Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there on the four corners, they have these four sampradayas. So there's some shastric prediction that bhakti, that sun will come and unite the four sampradayas together. And he'll be born in Jagannath Puri. So generally that's considered that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he united the four sampradayas. So, and like this, we're connected to the other sampradayas. We're directly in the mantra. We are connected to the Sri Sampradaya, and to some extent, we have the also the Kumar and the Vishnu Swami, the Rudra. That's in Pusti Marg in Gujarat. Here in America, a lot of Gujaratis, they like to say, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, I surrender to Sri Krishna. So they also accept Krishna as the Supreme. The Kumaras, also the this Nilmarka Acharya, he accepts Krishna as Supreme. Madhva worships Krishna Devi. So other three, they all accept Krishna as Supreme. The Alvars of the Sri Sampradaya, they also chant Vajans to Krishna. It's very interesting. Most of them chant Vajans to Krishna. And they accept Krishna as Narayana. So, in their own way, they also accept Krishna. But like some people, in our Hyderabad temple, one time I had someone visit. He said, "This is Krishna. I am a devotee of Balaji." And he had me scratching. Don't you know Balaji and Krishna are not different? So Prabhupada said, Balaji means a child. That this is a child, a form of Krishna. So, originally, Srinivasa Balaji, he was the incarnation from last Kali Yuga. He had two arms. Later, Ramanuja asked him to show his four-handed form. So he took the four hands. But all these deities, you see that there's some connection. So, we have in the base of the Tirumala Hill in Tirupati, we have Radha Govinda and the Asta Sakis. So, they're the guards, and I heard at night, like the ankle bells dancing inside the deity room. And I looked around, what's going on here? He clearly heard. He'll go to president like this. So they say that Balaji comes down and he has his Vrindavan pastime in the ISKCON temple. Haridho! In any case, so that's what the main aspect of this third part is. That we should see that all the incarnations are different forms of the same Supreme Godhead. We believe there's only one God, and that He has various forms, various names. So we worship Krishna as the original, amongst, and then He has taken so many different forms. Jai Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki. Jai Rukmini Dwarkadesh Ki. Jai Jagannath Hare Subhadra Ki Jai Gaur Nithai Ki Nithai Gaur Pranandi Hari Hari Go. So
Maharaj, I wanted to ask you a question. Does that mean that, normally as devotees, we've been instructed through the years that really the platform that a devotee should take is not to pray to Krishna for anything, but just want to serve Krishna. So are we saying in some sense that in this form of Lord Nrisimhadeva, we can pray to him for relief of stress, anxiety, and so many illnesses and sickness, that's appropriate to approach Lord Nrisimhadeva, that we can please be relieved of our stress and anxiety and our suffering?
Of course, one either. Excuse me. There's more. Even when we prayed for the health of Srila Prabhupada, we also would put a what do you call a writer, a statement, if it so pleases you, if it's your will, if it's something, if it's your desire, then please allow our guru to regain his health and be present. So we don't want to ask anything from the Lord purely for our own material sense. But if it's pleasing to the Lord, then we'd like to see our guru, or maybe you could pray for some devotee. So we add this little a statement, if it so pleases you. Because we don't want to make it like some kind of a business that we are serving Krishna. In the reciprocation, we want A, B, C, D, We want our gift card for Walmart, Costco, but obviously, like these devotees, they have some concerns sometimes. In one case, there was a child who was sick, and he was in Mayapur, he was a Suji Chendri, I remember his name, I think. He was sick. So everyone wanted this child to survive, but they said he had a tumor, he had cancer. So we were praying, with this if it's so legal, because Krishna wants to take him back to Godhead, we accept whatever Krishna wants. But if it's all equal to him, if it's just karma or something, then please save him. And something amazing happened. The day when he was going to be operated, at that time, the doctor, he came bursting out from the operation room. He got, look here. I have the x-rays. It shows there's a tumor. Why? I opened it up. There's no tumor there. It's all gone. I'm going to speak to the College of Physicians in the UK. How is it possible? Here the MRI shows he had a tumor. And all the no tumor. Nothing there, clean, healthy. Humbug, what is this? He walked off. Jaya Jagadish Hari. So sometimes the Lord, he listens to our prayer. But we don't want, we ask in this way, if it so pleases you. We want, of course, our plea to the Lord is that we get love of Krishna. and we get compassion. Now, it's all right to pray for special things, like I want to overcome all the obstacles in my spiritual path. Like, particularly what question you asked, I want to relieve my stress and my... That kind of thing. I mean, we got to connect it somehow to devotional service. I was in Silchar one time, and a lady came and she tried to grab my feet. Oh, Gurudev, Gurudev! Oh, Sadhu Baba! Give me a blessing to give me, tell me that you're giving me a blessing. And then I suspected this. It's too much. I don't know this lady. I said, well, what blessing you want? Oh, I got to see. I got a stomach ache. So, we want to have a bhakti. We want to have love of Krishna. Of course, sometimes we get some sickness. So, and then we've been, hey, Lord, if it pleases you that I become healthy, so I can do my service to the guru, to the Vaishnavas, to Krishna. If he wants us to some reason to be sick, okay. We don't anything like just kind of directly materially benefiting us. We want to ask it with this writer, if it pleases you. But we can directly ask for Krishna prema and spiritual things. But we don't ask for stress and other things unless you can connect it to Krishna. I'm too nervous, I'm too stressed, I can't do your service properly. If it pleases you, please, maybe focus, please, well, you know, that it could ask in that way. Something you should connect it to Krishna, otherwise it becomes like a rasa of dots. It becomes a distasteful mix of rasas. That, Krishna, I love you. Please help me that I can make my thing on my car. But if you connect it, and I can't do Sankirtan anymore. So if you please, you know, if somehow it should be connected, although they're not connected to Krishna, then it's not going to be very, Krishna conscious. So, these kind of things, Lord Chaitanya would, he would, it gave him so much distress if someone did, wrote something that was a rasa dvas, that he had Sridharana first clear it. It's okay to read, otherwise he didn't want to read. So, it was very difficult to get a test. Sridharana, he would really analyze, is this thing a proper rasa or not? So like that. We can ask Krishna for things, but we don't want to ask anything which is just a material. So this is the way how to do that, as I said earlier. Is that answering your question? Or do you want to add something more? Anything more today? Any other Prabhupada or senior devotees? Omkar? Devi?
I wanted to say a story briefly about Lord Nisringadev. One of my daughters was a struggling heroin addict, and at one time in my life, she was supposed to have open heart surgery. A doctor called me that she had an infection in her heart from drugs, and if she didn't have open heart surgery within 3 days, she could have a stroke and die. And through a friend at work, She told me she would get me one of the best heart surgeons at Cedars-Sinai. And I stayed with her overnight, and I put up pictures of Lord Nisringadev and the deities. And when this open heart surgeon came to the hospital room, he looked around and he goes, "How do you know about Krishna?" And I told him about Hare Krishna in the temple. And he goes, "Oh, I'm an ISKCON life member." And so we talked about Krishna. And then when we were doing pre-hospital tests for the surgery, the next day, he goes, "This is amazing. This infection was in her mitral valve, and one of the valves in the heart, it was a quarter inch centimeter of infection that if it doesn't get removed, she would have a stroke. She could die. It was very serious." And they were doing these pre-tests before the surgery, and he had this look. He said, "I cannot believe it. This is like impossible. It's gone." What happened was, through the drugs, of course, this is Lord Nisringadev, and he even said that this is a miracle. This is the Lord doing it. Through the drugs and through Krishna's grace, the bacteria just broke off, went into her bloodstream. She did not need this surgery. Krishna protected her. And this Indian Life member, this devotee, he said Krishna saved her from open heart surgery. And after she was in the hospital for 2.5 months with antibiotics to clear out her drugs. And after she got released, she went before the deities. She thanked Krishna. She knew it was only Krishna's mercy from saving her from open heart surgery.
Halo. 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 I'm trying to find out the miracles with Rukmini Dwarkadis. Well, here's one. Please keep it going. Okay, anyone else a question? On internet, okay.
Hare Krishna.
Any comments on internet? I heard here there's comments.
Nandini Radha is asking, "Maharaj, should we approach Lord Nisringadev directly or go through Prahlad Maharaj?"
Should we approach Nisringadev directly or via? Well, you can always approach the Lord via his devotee, the Guru Parampara. That's always a possibility, and that's a good one. Because through the devotees of the Lord is more favorably inclined. Of course, you could also approach directly. There's nothing restricting us from approaching the Lord directly. Either way, but if you approach, like it says, if you approach Radha Krishna, Rukmini Dwarkadis, Adiya, the Shakti, then if she's generally more merciful, I should give the mercy easy. As she says to Krishna, "Please bless this devotee. Your work is done. Jai Radhe. Jai Rukmini." So, if you have some, that's how we chant Radha Krishna, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Lakshmi Narayana, Sitarab. We always chant the name of the energy first, and then that way you get the mercy. So we don't like to worship the Lord alone. We always worship Him like Nrsimhadev with Prahlad or with Lakshmi. We don't worship just alone. We worship Krishna with the cows or with the Radharani or with the colored boys or with Balaram. We don't worship like Krishna alone. We have like Jagannath and Baladeva and Subhadra. You don't see. They worship Krishna alone. Prabhupada considered that to be somewhat mayavadi, to just worship Krishna without his any associate. At the same time, you can't directly worship Sitaram or Lakshmi Narayana or Prabhupada. Generally, you worship like that together. Or you can worship, you can directly approach, but he'll be more inclined, he'll be more merciful if you approach via his devotee. That's the general wisdom we're given. Haribol. So, we have some cookies or salt. Who made these? Krishna Shwari. The Rukhani Dorkadish Pujari.
Hello. Thank you for a wonderful class.